Hey fans, here's today's Arrowhead update for Monday, December 15th. I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with host of Chiefs Download, Pete Sweeney, as we talk about the Chiefs 31-13 victory over the Oakland Raiders. Pete, I normally don't like Monday mornings, but today, a little more exciting, I gotta say.
You have a lot of reason to be excited. This is the Oakland Raiders. Yes, they're a two-win team, but you could tell after the game the Chiefs are a lot happier. They are believing themselves again, and so there is really, in Chiefs Kingdom, a lot to be excited about today.
There is, and once we talk about this victory a little bit, we've got to move on. Like we said, one game at a time. We've got the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up. But before we go there, talk a little bit more about this game. This was a game that wasn't perfect by any means. You talk to all the players, they're always going to say that. But there were things in each phase of the game that the Chiefs did really well on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. And the defense stepped up. They called it Sack City at the beginning of the year, and we haven't really seen that in a while. And every play that Derek Carr had the ball, he was getting pressured. And then you see Tom Bahali gets his sixth sack. You have Justin Houston getting his league-leading tied for 17th sack. And then you see some new guys get in the mix. You had Walker and Howard and Ford and Martin. They all get sacks, so they're sort of joining in these top dogs now in Sack City.
D. Ford saw the most extensive action of his season, playing almost 50% of the snaps, which is something to say considering he's got Justin Houston and Tom Bahali. They got to figure out packages to get him in there. But that was a big win. Chiefs defense, like you said, brought the pressure on Derek Carr. And I think that you saw in the first matchup between these two teams, which is a game Chiefs fans might not want to talk about, but there was a blueprint laid a little bit for the Chiefs defense in that game, and that they went after Derek Carr 11 times on 36 dropbacks as far as blitzing him. And he was just 4 of 10 in those situations. Yesterday, on Sunday, against the Raiders here in Arrowhead, they blitzed him 28 of the 60 dropbacks that he had, and Derek Carr was just 3 of 19 for 19 yards against the blitz. The Chiefs defense did their job, bringing pressure all day long.
This was a guy who last week maybe had the best game of his career. He was 22 for 28 for 254 yards and 3 touchdowns against the San Francisco 49ers, probably knocking them out of the playoffs. And then yesterday against Kansas City, with all that pressure, he was sacked 4 times and was 27 for 56 with 222 yards and only the 1 touchdown late, which by that point didn't really even matter.
You look at the Oakland Raiders, and it is interesting what they did. Granted, they got behind in the second half. They had to throw the ball. But even in the first half, they attempted 25 passes and just 10 rushing attempts, which isn't something we necessarily thought they were going to do coming into the game with running back Latavius Murray. Had 112 yards on just 4 carries in the first matchup. But he had just 9 carries for 49 yards in the first half. And then once they got behind, they didn't really have a choice but to throw the ball.
Yeah, I didn't really get it. If you look at the end of the game, it was 60 pass plays, that's including the sacks, to 17 rush plays. And then if you look at the rush number for Oakland, they were rushing 4.6 yards per attempt. So it didn't really make sense. When you look at it, okay, they got down, then they're passing, so, you know, it gets to be a little more of a pass game. But just that game plan going into it, this was a Chiefs team that struggled with the run, and they really weren't running the ball.
There's one particular play that really stands out to me, and I know a lot of people remember the sacks and the Frank Zombo fumble recovery deep in the territory, which was a huge key play in this game. But things that I look for when watching the game or that really stick out to me is when the entire defense gets involved on a play. And there was one play early in the second quarter on a 3rd and 8 where the Chiefs front 7, Hussein Abdullah, I remember, came off the blitz off the left side. They got pressure. Derek Carr scrambled to the outside, looked for, I believe it was Andre Holmes, down the field. And Jamel Fleming, the cornerback, who played the most snaps out of any player on the Chiefs defense yesterday, stepped up and made a fantastic play, knocking the ball down with his left hand. And it was just a great example of team defense. They got pressure, got the quarterback off his spot, the defensive backs down the field stayed plastered to their guys, and he made a great play on the ball.
And just there was a general feeling of confidence, I think, all day in the defense that you really haven't seen in 3 games. They were getting to the quarterback. As you said, Jamel Fleming in the secondary, maybe the best game of his career.